From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi security forces flee the provincial capital of Ramadi. They fled on Sunday, giving Islamic State militants their largest victory. Earlier in the day, Iraq's prime minister implored troops not to abandon their posts and rallied militias to retake the city. Meanwhile, Syrian troops have reportedly pushed IS fighters back from the city of Palmyra. A five-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen ended Sunday night. Aid organizations are wondering if airstrikes led by a Saudi-led coalition targeting Shiite rebels will resume. Earlier Sunday, Yemeni political leaders met in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, to discuss a negotiated settlement to the ongoing conflict. No representative of the Houthi rebel group attended. Three people were killed Sunday when a car bomb exploded near a European Union convoy traveling close to Kabul's international airport. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack. A British security contractor and two women bystanders are dead. Dozens of people were wounded. Also on Sunday, the Taliban said it released dozens of hostages captured Saturday in Paktia province. Two people remain in custody amid accusations they have ties to the Afghan government. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week. At a news conference Sunday at the presidential palace in the capital Bujumbura, the president did not mention the failed coup plot or the protests over his bid for a third term in office. He described talks with presidents of nearby countries about al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje on Sunday with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Pressure from the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke earlier this year, prompting questions about how tightly the government has controlled media, judges, and elections. This demonstrator spoke to reporters.
The security situation in Kumano is very bad. You know, we need something more. You know, we need freedom, we need food, we need work. For that, we come here.
The nation's opposition leader is vowing that the demonstrations will continue until the prime minister steps down. Ukraine says three of its soldiers were killed and 17 wounded in fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, is in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials. She is trying to get the parties to implement the faltering ceasefire in the region. Also, the Associated Press reports that the Ukrainian government is claiming to have captured two Russian officers who were operating in the rebel-controlled area. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea to discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues with President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se. North Korea's nuclear program will be included in the talks. Earlier Sunday in Beijing, Kerry met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Malaysia launched new talks with its neighbors Sunday to try to resolve the deepening crisis concerning refugees stranded at sea on boats that no nation appears willing to let come ashore. Malaysian Foreign Minister Anifa Aman met with his counterpart from Bangladesh and is planning meetings with Indonesian and Thai foreign ministers on Wednesday. Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men who were hanged Sunday at a Cairo jail were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. The group has been accused of carrying out attacks following the army's overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. The United States says it is deeply concerned about the death sentences handed down to former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants for a 2011 mass prison break. A U.S. State Department official says the trials and sentences were conducted in a manner inconsistent with Egypt's international obligations and the rule of law. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.